You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. If you missed your favorite program, don't worry. You can listen to podcasts of our program at cjsf.ca.
Welcome to Teachings in the Air, an Indigenous Health and Wellness podcast that's meant for everyone, all of our friends and relatives. I am your host, Sahil Thit, a.k.a. Jerry Oldman. Hey, lo, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Hello. This is Sahil Thit, a.k.a. Jerry Oldman, on Teachings in the Air. Today, I'm going to be doing a podcast about podcasting. You know, and it's, I never ever dreamt I'd be in this world, podcast world. In fact, I heard the word, but I did not know what it was. And my wife said, you should listen to this podcast. What's a podcast? You know, I didn't get an answer, but just listen. I said, okay. And I listened, and it was storytelling. And I said, hey, I can do that. And I listened because I got motivated and inspired listening to that podcast about prisoners changing by being part of a play of Shakespeare. And this wonderful director volunteered to go to the prisons and made a podcast about it. And I listened. Then people would ask me, oh, Jerry, what are you going to do different? And I'd say, you know what? I'd like to do podcasts. So I'd say the words podcast, and then I wouldn't do anything. And one of the workers, young person at Vancouver Coastal Health, said, hey, you want to do podcasts? I says, yes. And they brought me a little microphone, a recorder to talk into. And I didn't know what I was doing. Didn't know how to adjust volumes or anything. But I was doing it and making recordings, but they couldn't edit it because it was so all over the place. So we didn't come out with podcasts from that kick at the can. And then the person who asked me and got the recorder for me took leave. So it was picked up by PHSA Indigenous. And they said, you want to do podcasts? I says, yes, I still do. So in between there and that time of being asked a second time, I had purchased a book called Podcasting for Dummies. And at times I'm around tech stuff, I'm very dumb. You know, I'm a dummy, you know. So I got some basics from there. You know, I still didn't understand all the lines and stuff like that in regards to microphones and these graphs. So I said, okay. Because in a podcast for dummies, it talks about, you know, your storyline, introductions, content, exit. So I got the idea, okay, this is what I'm going to be doing. And it's the same as storytelling. There's an intro, there's a body, and then there's a conclusion. So I started and interviewing people, writing down a script so I can talk about my thoughts, about health and wellness, about our people, about North America, actually about the world. And there's so many topics that I could cover on podcast. And it keeps my mind going, and I think of this and I think of that. What can I say, you know, and always to remind myself, this is to motivate and inspire listeners to healthy living. taken care of their mind, their body, and their spirit. You know, how to identify what happened to wound me, to get me to this place where I'm in trouble the way I think, that my thinking is negative. What can I do to get out of that negativity? My body, it's hurting. There's things happening with my body. I'm not happy about my image or anything in regards to the body. And then motivate and inspire people to go to the doctor, to go to the therapists, massage therapists, physiotherapists, eye doctors, dentists. And then also to be careful what you put in your body. And also to move. One step at a time, go out the door. And I generally say with a minimum of 20 minutes a day, your health will go up, your physical health and your mental health, just by going out the door and walking, fast walking, walking with purpose, or maybe jogging and running, that your body will thank you later on for keeping your physical body moving. And you can bicycle, canoe, kayak, as long as you're moving and it forces you to breathe hard, you know, your body will benefit. And the tricky part, and it took me a lot of thinking to, you know, to talk about the spirit, because health means being strong in mind, body, and spirit. So that's where I concluded that a strong spirit means that you don't have any quit in you, that you keep moving. Even if you get knocked down, you get up and you keep going in your direction that you want to go to. You're empowered. I'm going over there because it's good for me. I'm going to learn or I'm going to heal. So when your spirit is good, there's no quit in you. And also you want to be successful in your relationships, whether it's at home or with your friends or at work. You want to be successful. You know, taking care of the home, keeping it tidy and clean, you know, and making sure that everything's just so the way you want it. You know, it's a reflection about my spirit. You know, I collected so much stuff on my journey, you know. I finally, this year, or during COVID, I started thinning it out, giving clothes to charity or to my family, different things, you know. Because I want to be successful in how I live, too. Not just how I work, but also how I live. And that was the biggest struggle, one of the biggest struggles for me, to let go of my emotional attachments to a t-shirt that I'd wear once or twice a year. So I'd pass it on to my nephew. Hey, nephew, here's a t-shirt. You know, just that example of my spirit when it's sound. I want to be, feel good about my life. That's what success is, to feel good about your life. Not how rich you are or how much you have. From my point of view, it's not about that. You know, it's about taking care of all the details in your home, in your life, and keep, you know, make it. I've done a podcast and I said, make your home like paradise, you know, where it's feels like paradise. You got wonderful pictures around, you know, and books. Looks nice, feels nice, feels at home. Then burn medicines. You can, if you don't want to burn sage and sweetgrass, you can buy these little containers that you can put tea candles in and sprinkle some lavender oil in there, and it releases a nice scent all throughout the house. So there's many ways to make your house into a paradise. And the third indicator of the sound spirit is your kind. You know, and I see the benefits of being kind to myself and to others. The circle grows. So that's what I My thought patterns around podcasts can be modeled all after this. Sound mind, body, and spirit. And what will disturb that? In this last podcast, I started calling it the enemies of our mind is, you know, the negative emotions of fear, anger, depression, frustration, jealousy. How do we rise above that? So anyway, so that's how I got into this world of podcasts. And I do enjoy it. I love talking. I love meditating. What can I say? And I do get stuck, you know, with my creativity at times because there's something in my mind that's disturbing me and I need to fix that before I can move on. And I just finished a podcast that freed me about aggression. So it's an example. Anyway, so that's what's the heel that's been doing now for, what, 4 or 5 years? You know, doing podcasts. And I do get good feedback. People tell me they're listening. So, you know, so. But I have some wonderful guests with me, you know, to talk about this podcast that we're doing. And I'd like to introduce you to my producer, editor, wonderful young man. I know his family. His family has helped me with my healing. And that is Jordan Robinson. Jordan, I'd like you to talk to the people. Tell them who you are and where you're from.
Hello, Jerry. I'm Jordan Robinson, and I come from a house in Heshkwiat Nation's family has strong roots there on Vancouver Island. I grew up in Port Alberni, and I'm producer and editor of Teachings in the Air podcast, and it's been a great journey because one of my favorite things is I tell people I get to listen to Jerry over and over and over and over again. It's fun edit. But yeah, I'm from the west coast of Canada on Vancouver Island mostly. My family has strong roots there.
Okay, I have another guest and we're going to have a discussion. I'll be asking you one by one. You know, I just want to thank, before I thank you, both of you, I'd like to have Jake, I call him Jake, but he goes by Jacob. Jacob, talk to the people about where you're from and your family.
Hello. My name's Jacob. My dad is from Denmark. He came to these lands in the 1980s, kind of back and forth. My fafa would get carpentry contracts to work out here. And my mom is really mixed. My late papa, his mom was Stalo. We're related to the Gutierrez family from Chihuahua, and she was also sealed. And by that side, we're related to the Shuttleworths, the Garcias, the Smiths, and the McKays from into Tlamok territory, into Silk territory, specifically like Coldwater, Vernon, and Okanagan reservations. And my late papa's dad was Dachith as well, and related to the Bouchers. And my grandma is Métis. And through her, I'm related to the Whitfords and the Spences from southern Saskatchewan and northern Montana. But I grew up in Kwantlen territory, spent a lot of time in Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh territory, and I'm currently really, really happy to be living nearby Coldwater and into Tlamok territory, and it's been really awesome to kind of go back to where my family's from after not being able to spend much time there growing up. Yeah, and I'm a project coordinator.
Thank you. I'd like to thank both of my, I call them my nephews. You know, I haven't lived in my community for many, many years, not decades. And I miss my uncle, my nephew, my niece. You know, it's part of our culture, our way of life to do that. So I adopt nephews and nieces. usually people younger than me. So good both of you are here, you know, because when I think back over the years, the ones that helped me with the podcast, I never would have arrived where I am without, you know, be honest, the youngsters aren't, I'm afraid of technology at times. When I press the button, I was taught in computers first came out, if you touch that button, you lose it forever. That impacted how I am with computers. So they set me up and helped me. And I'm so appreciative of that because I don't have to worry. They'll edit. Jordan will edit out my ahs and ums or things that I don't articulate maybe. You know, and that's good. You know, so I'm just so grateful for both of you to help me with teachings in the air, that we scatter the teachings in the air. I heard this beautiful description from one of our sisters. And she said, it's like releasing eagle down in the air. And you don't know where it's going to land or what it's going to do. So that's teachings in the air. It's a good visual. The visuals I've been using is the smudge smoke. It's a teaching in the air that travels around. People smell it, feel it. And eagle down is a good analogy for teachings in the air, too. Because eagle down represents healing in our ceremonies. Okay, so Jordan, you know, if you can share with the people why you got into this work with so many of our younger generations don't understand that it's possible to even know what my gift is and what can I do to achieve to get that gift. So you can, I want you to share your journey and how you got to be a producer and editor for a podcast.
I was laughing earlier because you said you found the book Podcast for Dummies, and it's very much the similar starting point to my story, because I used to be a janitor at a library, and I'd always take out books and everything and read them because nobody was around, so I'd be vacuuming with the big heavy backpack vacuum. And one time I turned around and I seen that Podcast for Dummies. And I took it out right away. I like scanned it and took it home and read it. And it was the starting point to progression of podcasting and using my voice, because I was a long time radio fan. I'd listened to radio shows and talk radio, and some of the funniest people and some of my most intriguing conversations I've heard were through radio. But this new medium, podcasting, allowed an entirely new format. Like it didn't have to be recorded off of the radio waves. It could just be accessed and clicked online every time. So it sent me on this little journey to go to school for radio in Vancouver. And it was a great little journey. It really took me out of my comfort zone, because I was the shy kid too. It was hard for me to speak up and really describe the thoughts that were going on. So it was a funny kind of head first thing, because at first they were saying at the school I went to that I might not be able to get in, but within a week of starting, we beelined it through, and they got me in at the very last minute. And I enjoyed my program there, but the producing side I didn't expect, because we trained for radio and journalism and all these aspects of multimedia. But there was a teacher I really enjoyed, and he's passed since. Me and him would have personal one-to-one conversations, and he looked at me and he said, "You should do production." And I didn't get to see him during pandemic, but I really, really held on to that, like those words after. And then I seen the posting online for a producer and things, and here we've been. And I really believe in those little sparks of synchronicity, the signs that I'm being guided on this path. So I didn't deny it. And over 3 years later, I feel very lucky to be where I am today. And I still love the world of podcasting. It's just grown so fast, even from when I graduated in 2020 to now. And I still love the format. And I'm glad it's gotten as much exposure as it has. So that was my starting point, was Podcast for Dummies 2, which is very amusing that you've seen that book. Because it was the one that sent me down this path. And I felt the same way. I didn't know anything about technology. I didn't know anything about programs and editing and all that. And here we are today. And like, we're still learning. I still love learning about all this. It really, it sparks that interest. So yeah, that's my little journey to becoming a producer.
Oh, thank you. And it's been good. You know, the time that we have a chance to be together, or, you know, you listen to me like I do the recordings and let's fix it. And I really appreciate that. Jake, you know, how did you get here to be with us? And what is your journey like being on what they call the education road?
Well, I got here, I left Merritt, and I just started walking west, and I lost track of time. Just happened to knock on your door, and you were nice enough to let me in. It was real cold. Just kidding. So, education-wise, I had a bit of a, I guess you could call it a circuitous route to coming to the team here. But I spent a couple of years at Emily Carr University, but wound up dropping out. I got in a car accident and wasn't able to attend class. Then after that, I just worked for a number of years, and was really passionate about kind of social services and community care. And a friend of mine was aware of that, and so he was kind enough to mentor me in getting a job at a respite care foster home. So I did that work for about a year and a half. Eventually that led to me working for a nonprofit low barrier housing organization in Vancouver. And that was a really intense experience for me being younger, but the things that I got to do there was really transformative and kind of led to me deciding to go back to school. So after working there for about 3 years or so, I started back and I decided to finish my bachelor's. So I went back to school at SFU and wound up leaving with a double minor in Indigenous studies and legal studies. And at around that time is when the pandemic hit, and I was working as a research assistant, so I was in the library quite a bit, and of course we couldn't do that anymore, so I was out of work, so I had to get back to doing construction and some day labor and landscaping and stuff for another couple of years. But you know, kept doing community work. I'm a powwow dancer and singer, and I'm really lucky to have been taken in by a number of different singing teachers from different nations, like Irvin Waskowicz from Onion Lake, John Sam from the Tichoni, Rory Dawson and William Wasden, two really amazing Kwakwaka'wakw singers and composers, are really encouraged me to get in touch with that aspect of our culture. And so just kind of kept being out in community, and eventually a friend of mine that I'd worked with at a previous job saw an opening on this team. And at that time I was a little bit burnt out and a bit wary, I guess, about working in healthcare. And they really got after me. they were staying out in Surrey and decided to come all the way out to Vancouver for a powwow night. I used to help out at the Friendship Center to do the powwow nights and that. And they knew this and kind of came down, and I don't want to say they cornered me, but they kind of got me in a place where I had to answer them. So I put in my resume and yeah, it's been really amazing getting to work with the team. It's kind of, unfortunately, it's been a bit rare, I think, to find positions where you really feel as valued as I do as someone with a lot of experience in a number of different places in community and in organizing events and just doing labor, I guess. But, you know, it's been a really amazing time spending as much time as I have with you, Uncle Jerry, and learning so much from Jordan. And shout out to Jacqueline, Naomi, Grace, Winona, Gabby, the whole team is really awesome. But yeah, so that's how I wound up here. It is, I guess, it's not that dissimilar from kind of walking in a direction until you get there.
Yes. Thank you for sharing that, you know, because if we're persistent and consistent, you know, we can work. We can serve the people, because that's what podcast is to me, is a service for the people. You know, and I'm here for Mother Earth and for the people, I tell myself. And I'm so blessed to be able to do this work that's around Let the Healing Begin for individuals and for families and communities. And it can be heard in so many locations and be a gift for people. That's the way I see it. It's a gift. You know, if you listen to this and it resonates for you, great. If it doesn't, that's okay. You know, come back again. You know, so the podcast, the potential for it to help people find themselves, forgive themselves, forgive others, you know, find that place where they can be vulnerable and let go of what has caused harm in their lives, or the history that caused harm in all of our lives. You know, so that's, I started to see all, connect these things, you know, because I've been working as a human service worker since 1976. So I've had a lot of conversations with our people that were struggling. And also, more importantly, the ones that were victorious. You know, the elders that were my teachers were all victorious. They didn't buckle under colonization, racism, or any of the negativities. They just kept strong going forward with their culture and their beliefs. And I'm so blessed to have those teachers. So I see the podcast sometimes can be an uncle, the voice of an uncle or an elder to the ones that are listening in podcast land. Okay, I'd like to ask both of you, and we'll start again with Jordan. In our culture, we ask people to be a witness. That means they watch and they listen and they share with the host, and I'm the host here, so you share with me. What did you learn from the podcasts? What did you see people learn? Have you heard of people learning from the podcast, or what are the feelings? So you're witnessing, like when we're witnessing the work of a name giving, or you know, when we gather people together to do a memorial, or a wedding, or coming of age, ask witnesses to watch and listen and share with what they learned, how they felt, how the people felt about that ceremony. So if we look at podcast as a ceremony, Jordan, you've been a witness at it now, what, for 3 years? Let the people know what you've seen and heard and felt about TIA.
I took so much away from just being a listener and in the background, because as much as this podcast, the voice of the podcast is Jerry and his guests, there's us in the background kind of like listening and operating and talking to guests and everything and trying to organize this. And I'm always amazed at just how responsive it is immediately.